BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills on the Chris Moyle Show on Easter Monday. Some stuff going on today. Simon Cowell says he's going to soften his style after The Voice averaged more viewers than Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night. I didn't see either, actually.
I saw The Voice. I still love that.
It's really good, isn't
it? You two are properly loving The Voice at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, really like it.
Why?
It's just better.
But isn't it the same where they go, oh, I really want you to be in my team. I really think I could be your coach. And then it's just kind of... And they're all too good.
No, it's more like the arguments between them. And like Will.i.am's cheeky face.
Yeah,
and
I like the faces as well.
Yeah, and also I really like it one day if they turn round, because when one of them turns round and the other three haven't pressed their buzzers, I'd really like it if the one who had turned round pulled the face of like, don't do it, nah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, this is awful. Instead they're like, woo, yeah, turn round, yeah. Even if they're thinking, I shouldn't have done it.
A lot of people are also saying that when X Factor does come back, because I know they've already done some auditions, but obviously we haven't seen anything on TV yet, then they're going to really struggle to kind of match the quality of the people that they found for The Voice. But I'm quite surprised, because I thought that there have been so many series of X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, I thought it was completely saturated and there were no people left.
I did see, I'm not sure if it was from this Saturday's one, I did see on Twitter this guy singing a song about his phone and his keys. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah. No. That's the only bit I saw. Where's my keys? Where's my phone?
And it's got the dance of like, you know when you're about to leave your house or you've lost your keys or your phone?
Yeah.
It's like the dance is like touching your back pocket to like see if you've got your phone.
Where's my
and
keys?
Then like keys, where's your phone? And the keys, it's like some weird kind of touch your bum, touch your face.
That was from Got Talent, right? Mm. It was trending for hours on Saturday.
It's really
night
good
on
you
Twitter.
Need to look it up.
I
on
just
YouTube.
Think The Voice is brilliant. I really like that Kate Reid on it as well. She was really good. Mm. And in a club on when I was out on Saturday night, I did see two people doing this as well. It's a really good idea. And they were on the swivel chairs by the dance floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then whenever it, like it's something, do this and then just turn round. I think that's great.
I don't think I've ever been to a club where there's been swivel chairs by the dance floor.
I think this is going to reinvent the swivel chair.
Yeah.
People are just going to be like in clubs going...
We've got
around.
Swivel chairs now. Do you want me and Chris just to face away from you until
yes,
you
please.
Actually say something
Let's
funny?
Let's pretend.
Yeah.
Until I say something funny?
Yeah.
That's going to be ages. Right, just turn your back.
It's like we've been naughty
I don't want to see you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what I fancy? Lesbian Seagull.
Yeah, go on.
This is a song by Engelbert Humperdinck.
I was going to say, you might have to explain this, because that just sounded quite weird.
He's our Eurovision entry this year. It's next month, isn't it? In Azerbaijan. I'm going to be there for the semi-finals on BBC Three. This is a song that we found by Engelbert, not the song that he's entering Eurovision with this year.
Which is a shame.
Which is a shame, because I think we'd win. But this is apparently his biggest hit.
She flies so gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, call, 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 come with me. Lesbian seagull, settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seagull.
Just find it relaxing.
To my little nest by the sea.
Also, I know we've talked about this before, but seriously, those stations that just play soft songs at this time of the morning, my taxi driver was all over one of those. Don't play Someone Like You by Adele when I'm just getting into the cab. Oh, my God. Oh, what a brilliant day today's going to be. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. There's a time and a place for Adele, and 5:35 a.m. is not it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How was your night out on Friday night, Chris?
Oh, the teppanyaki?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't know what teppanyaki was until Friday night.
I've got no idea.
Basically, Chris has... What friend is it?
Chinese Dave.
Chinese Dave is quite inventive on their nights out. They're just happy to go down the pub or just like have some, you know, pub food.
Yeah.
But Chinese always takes it one step further, doesn't he?
He's always got to do something fancy. So Friday night was his birthday. He did teppanyaki.
What other fancy things has he done before?
Well, he does things like he'll get a Bailey's instead of a beer on a night out. That kind of thing. It's just weird like that.
Well, everyone else has a beer. He has a Bailey's.
Yeah. Yeah,
anything
or
else?
Hot chocolate or something. Like, it's just weird.
Just wants to be a bit different.
Yeah.
So he decided where you were all going on Friday night.
Yeah, so I went to this teppanyaki restaurant, which is where you sit round in a table and this chef comes along and sort of grills stuff in front of you. And as he's doing it, he sort of flicks bits at you as well. So, and the idea is it's lots of interaction, so...
I've seen that where they flick it up.
Yeah, they flick it up and you catch it like a seal.
In your mouth?
Yeah.
But really?
You don't.
Yeah, you do. He sort of, like, gets it, and then everyone around the table has to go like, ooh, and then he just throws it.
Do you actually have to catch it in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah.
I went to a place in Vegas, but you didn't catch it in your mouth, like a seal.
It was, I mean, it was good fun, but it gave me a brilliant idea, which is we do a similar thing as that kind of style food, but we get, like, 5 microwaves, and all the people sit around, like, you get a whole party of 15 people sitting around going like, ooh.
What, waiting for it to ding?
Yeah, just waiting for it to ding, and it's, I don't know, it's a Rustlers or something like that.
What, so you go to a restaurant and pay loads of money, and then you're eating, waiting around for a microwave burger?
Yeah, it could be like a lad's thing to do.
But I think...
Well, because, personally, I wasn't that fussed about sushi and that. I was, because you only get small amounts, I was like, oh, I'll die for a burger. So
I think that maybe having 5 microwaves in there kind of takes away the appeal.
I don't, you see. I think it'd be hilarious. Everyone's no, it's all about the, going like, ooh.
No, but the main attraction is the bloke who's cooking up the stuff. If he wasn't there and it was just 5 machines, yeah, it wouldn't be as good.
Because also, when he's doing that, you don't know when he's going to flick it. Whereas if you've got the microwaves, you've got the countdown. So there's no way about going, oh, but you know it's still 1 minute 30.
You can clearly see it on the LED thing.
Yeah.
That it's got 13 seconds to go. Which kind of takes the suspense out of it slightly.
Oh, 10.
9.
Oh, here it goes.
5.
I haven't quite 4. Got his skills, you see.
No.
But I thought as well you could have, like, a kettle and whack some super noodles in there and just be like, oh, and like, the kettle goes, you know?
But you had a good night.
It's an idea. It's one for Dragons then, maybe.
Yeah.
Great night, yeah.
I'd like to see Deborah Meaden's reaction to that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Kate from London says, can anyone who's just got back in from partying shut up already? I've got so much uni finals work to do. I've set my alarm ridiculously early to make sure I do it. And I would defo not have been able to get up if it hadn't have been for you lot on air and the promise of Becky rapping after 9:30. Well, that's public service. Morning, Kerry, who is up with Bobby. They haven't been to bed. You're exactly the kind of people that Kate from London hates. Haven't been to bed because they're still partying hard in their caravan. And Simone from Leeds. I've noticed a lot of people on Twitter tweeting me from... their campsites this morning. Simone and Lee's decided on a spur of the moment thing to go camping in the Lake District with her boyfriend Jack. They've just woken up and it's freezing. They're in a tent. It's just so rainy. And they're not really enjoying it. Camping's not really for me.
You don't like it, do you? I've been trying to get you into it for ages.
I think maybe the Comet Relief Desert Trek put me off, although I'm aware that many campsites in the UK aren't like the Kaizut Desert in northern Kenya.
No, not quite the same. Most of them have, like, some of them even have hair straighteners in the toilets.
Do they?
Yeah, the good ones.
Camping has moved on.
It really has, yeah.
Wow.
How do you get hair straighteners in the tent? How's that happening?
No, you don't use them in the tent. You go to the toilet block and then you get, like, your hair dryer, your hair straighteners.
Yeah. Right.
We've got all, everything now.
Yeah.
It was just that thing of, like, having to use the same loo as Lorraine Kelly, which was just a hole in the ground.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because she'd just been and then I had to go in straight afterwards. No one wants to see that. And the whole and I did. I'm not going to lie.
Who had to go in after you, though?
Well, I've told you this before. I couldn't go.
What, for the whole week?
Yeah. Have I not told you about this?
No.
No, I was so scared of using the one hole.
What, after Lorraine?
That we're not just after Lorraine, after Dermot, Ollie Mears. I got stage fright. I couldn't do that for a whole week. And then on the Friday, whoa. Really was.
Brilliant.
Like, massive.
I know men exaggerate, but really?
Yeah, well, after a week of not being able to do it. Anyway, this is horrible to be talking about this time of the morning.
I know people having their cocoa pops.
Good morning. No, I'm just... my mum wants me to go camping this year, and I'm like, no, I just don't fancy it.
It's fun.
Where is the fun?
It's really good.
Apart from all the barbecues.
Yeah, no, that is good.
That is good.
I do, talking of barbecues, I had to fill in a survey yesterday. You know, like when you do the surveys and they like entice you with loads of vouchers, you might get picked. So I was sit there for like 10 minutes going, yeah, okay, I could win 50 quid. And one of the questions was, how many barbecues are you expecting to have this summer? And I was like, is it A, 1 to 3, B, 3 to 6, or like C, 6 to 9? And I was like, well, no, none of them. Like, at least 20.
Oh, yeah. Where's the box for us to tick?
No one only has 9 barbecues, do they?
For the whole summer?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this before. Especially when you're on a campsite, you are having barbecues, well, you should be, having barbecue for breakfast, you should be having lunch, you should be having dinner and supper, which is the leftovers, and the marshmallows.
If you play it right, you can have at least 28 a week.
Do you remember there was one summer a couple of years ago?
I had about 6 a day.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you were off the rails for a bit.
Yeah, I was.
Were you on a disposable for each one of them as well?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Really?
Yeah, she got really addicted. Yeah.
Whoa.
Really, really bad. She hadn't used her kitchen for weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
Really bad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills.
Have you seen the text from Hannah, who's milking cows in Shropshire?
No, what's she saying?
Very excited about Tap End. She says, me and my girls love Tap End.
No, is that the cows she's talking about? Or
me
her
and
friends?
My girls?
But well, I think after a certain point, you become... Like, the cows do become your friends. If you work on a farm all the time, and you do refer to them as me and my girls...
But
Daisy, etc.
Equally, I worry that you're being really insulting here, if that's not the case. If they like Tap End, I'd rather we didn't insult
them. Right. Sorry. That
Chris
could mean either.
About shedding fans.
Yeah. If you've not heard it before, we used to do this at 5:15, not that long ago, PM on Radio 1. There's some people waking up today all sorts of confused. They don't know what time it is. That's because I've done every show on Radio 1 pretty much over the last 2 weeks. All I need is a fern shift and I'm good to go. I've done all of the daytime. But yeah, we used to do this at 5:15. And it's called 24 Years at the Tap End because it took my friend Chris here 24 years to realise that you don't have to sit at the tap end in the bath. And actually, the other end is much more comfortable if you sit away from the taps. So he decided to call a collection of stories from his life, his autobiography, 24 Years at the Tap End.
So I thought we'd go to my 15th year at the tap end.
All right.
Today. Do you know what I worked out? I was looking at how long an average book is, so that, see kind of where my progress with this is so far in terms of actually making a book.
Right.
I've worked out we only really need about 15, 20 more of these to have a full-on book.
Really?
Which isn't that much.
So what's this about today?
15th year at the tap end. It was quite an eventful year in my life. I'll take you there right now, if you like.
Okay, so...
Such a weird, magical journey.
Sit back, relax.
I'm going to strap myself in.
Strap yourself in for the next instalment of 24 Years at the Tap End, the story of Chris's life in autobiography form.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Although it was a holiday, it was also one of those holidays that felt a lot like a school trip. I was boarding the plane, my destination, Mainz, in Germany, for the first leg, the away leg, of my German exchange.
Haven't we talked a bit about your German exchange before?
We have done, I think, briefly, yeah.
Why was that? I can't remember.
I didn't really get on with my German exchange, as you'll soon find
out.
Oh,
yes, you hated him.
Oh, yeah.
Hate's a strong word, but yeah, I did. We had been paired with people our German teachers thought we would get on with, and in my hand I held a document containing important information about my exchange called Andreas. I couldn't help but feel that pairing me up with him just because my favourite food was sausage and mash was a bit of a flimsy link, and also dangerous.
Is that the only reason they thought you'd get on well?
Well, because they do that. They try and pair you so that you're with someone you like. But ultimately, there's not that many people involved. So they're just trying to find ways to pair you. It's like all these kind of exchanges. So I ended up with someone purely based on my favourite food question. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you're basically going over to Germany, to a foreign land, and being put with a family for a week based on sausage.
They take sausages very seriously
in
Germany.
Do.
I was being handed to another family just because of my love of sausage. I appreciate that they like that food, but they might hate everything else about me, or likewise me them, and it's hardly like that can all be sorted over sausage and mash. We arrived in Germany, and things did not get off to a great start. Whereas everyone else had their new families meet them at the airport, I was instructed to get a train to a town I was told was nearby to meet them.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed.
So they couldn't be bothered to come and pick you up?
Well, for one reason or another, they couldn't. I never really understood why.
Everyone else got met at the airport?
Yeah. All around me, it was like scenes from Love Actually. All my mates were getting hugs off the German families. It was like I wasn't wanted. Luckily, my mate Paul was in the same situation, so we made our way to catch a train to the nearby town. I can't remember the name of it, but the journey took longer than first expected. I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher...
She's not your mum.
Well, like foster mum, I guess.
She's not.
Well, she is. For
she
a
isn't.
Week.
She isn't, though. She's someone else's mum.
Yeah, but for that week, she had to pretend to be my mum, didn't she? Because that's the point of the exchange, just swapping
not,
sons.
No, it's not role play. It's not like that, what's that programme on TV on Channel 4 where the wife swap? It's not that. It's not acting. You're just going to stay there as a guest. You don't have to pretend to be their son.
You didn't do that, did you?
Well, I think I did, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you start calling our mum and then dad?
I'm trying to remember what the German for mother
Mutti,
is.
Oh, Mutti.
Mutti?
Yeah.
I thought that was her name.
No, that's mother. Mum, isn't it?
Mutti.
Mutti, Mutti.
That was her name.
I'm sure Mutti means mum.
That was her name.
No, it wasn't her name.
Mutti.
Well, then she's Mutti, Mutti.
No, she's not going to be called Mum, Mum, is she?
Did I think her name was Mum then, when...
You were called... What's happened here?
Mutti, that's her name.
No, it's not.
You called her Mum a week. You called her Mum a week. That would freak me out if I was her.
Yeah, Mum.
Brilliant, so...
You were led to believe that was her name.
Yeah.
It wasn't, that's just the German for Mum.
I wonder what her name was then.
I don't know. Anyway, Mum.
I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher had told all the German families to speak in German to us so we could learn. I wasn't in the mood for this. I'd had a long journey and was hungry. After a quick Guten Tag, we headed back to the house. To be fair, the following week was good fun. I got on all right with my German exchange. I just thought he was a bit weird. He was obsessed with a band called Rammstein, especially a song called Here Comes Die Sonne, which he would play quite a lot. It freaked me out quite a bit.
They're huge in Germany.
I've got a clip of it here. You'll like this one.
Oh, God. How often would he play this?
He played this all the time. It did my head in.
Wow.
Have a listen to this chorus. It's vicious.
Come on!
So you got to see, I had to wake up to this every morning.
First thing.
Harsh.
Whoa.
That's all a bit too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
No. His family were pretty cool. Didn't have a clue what they were going on about, but we did a few good things. Went to see a parade, went for a trip down the river, and ate a lot of Bockwurst.
What?
It's a German sausage. I think.
Bockwurst?
I think it means Brockwurst.
I thought it was Bratwurst.
No, I think that's a curried sausage.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. But I could never live in Germany, could I?
Bratwurst?
What's yeah. Bratwurst?
That's what I said.
That's a sausage.
Bratwurst, standard sausage, so what's Bockwurst? What was I
Bockwurst
eating?
Bockwurst is another sort of sausage.
It's actually sheep's testicles, I've just looked it up.
Bockwurst?
Yeah.
Oh, this is an education, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chicken or even horse meat?
You're joking me.
No. In northern Germany, there's also a version made from fish.
Why didn't you go along with the sheep thing? I had him there.
It's made from every animal.
Well, horse isn't that great, Scott.
Pork, lamb, turkey, chicken and horse.
Well, I ate a lot of that. A couple of weeks later, it was time for the return leg. My German exchange arrived in Britain.
Despite me urging my parents to let him make his own way, they insisted we picked him up from the airport.
Boo.
My mum was well excited about having a German exchange round. She loved the whole cultural thing. I had to share my room with him, and my family looked after him really well. Proper nice dinners were cooked every night. He had to come to school with me, and I even took him to a Watford game. I remember getting annoyed when he wouldn't chant. On one of the days, my aunt took me and Andreas into London to go visit a few of the tourist sites and get a bit of food. I think I'd got a bit fed up of spending all week carting him around everywhere like a German shadow. And things built up and boiled over during one incident at Trafalgar Square. I was happily trying to mount a lion when I turned around to see him running round Trafalgar Square. He was trying to kick the pigeons. I lost it. How dare he kick our pigeons? I had a right go at him. I was a patriotic 15-year-old, and looking back, I'm not really sure why I stuck up for the pigeons, but it felt like my duty to my country at the time.
The great British pigeon.
I can believe it. He was just running round.
Coming over here, kicking our pigeons.
I think by then it all just... He'd got a bit too much with the whole Ramstein and horse Bockwurst.
You're ready to blow, weren't you?
I was just annoyed and, yeah, I saw him kicking a pigeon, just went for him. Looking back, maybe I was a bit harsh. My family loved him, and that... Sorry, Becky.
Were you shouting at him from the top of a lion?
Well, I was on top of the lion.
Because I quite like that imagery. A view, like, astride a lion going, "Oi, Andreas, no!
Oi. Stop kicking the pigeons!"
Yeah.
He was, yeah, so I would have been on top of the lion. In fact, I remember it well, because they're quite difficult to scale.
They're really hard. They're, like, really tall.
Are you allowed to mount them?
I'm not
yeah,
entirely
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 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 it's all good. They look smaller on TV. But you go there, they're quite hard to get up, but they're quite difficult to get down as well. You sort of got to slide off. So I obviously saw him kicking the pigeons, must have shouted, of course, and then chased him.
Not convinced you're allowed to go on him.
No, I don't think you are.
Are you not?
No. I thought that's what the fourth plinth was for.
You're definitely not allowed on the fourth plinth.
You are if you make an appointment, aren't you?
No, you've got to be an exhibit. You've got to be one of the exhibits to be on the fourth plinth, I
think.
You've
researched this, haven't you?
Well, because I'd quite like to be an exhibit.
What are you going to do on the fourth plinth? You have thought about this.
Yeah, really.
You have thought about this.
I heard what happens is you get... What they do is they choose different people to spend, like, half a day on the fourth plinth demonstrating, I don't know, blowing up balloons and stuff like that, stuff that the public want to see.
Right, right? So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose there's a number of things I could do on the fourth plinth.
Oh, yeah? You said that in a real, like, me.
The public really want to see people blowing up balloons.
I don't know, actually. I'm struggling to think of exactly what I could do on the fourth plinth that would be so impressive.
Anyway, back to the story.
Ultimately, my German exchange experience was a positive one. And it's an ambition of mine to go back to Germany one Oktoberfest.
Oh, you can see Mutti again.
I can't believe this Mutti stuff. I've obviously got that wrong, haven't I?
Do you still have Mutti's details? Maybe we...
Promised, Andreas.
Maybe we should track Andreas down and you could officially apologise.
Wow. I've always wondered what he'd be up to.
Put it to bed a bit, you know?
I haven't even looked on Facebook or anything like that to try find him.
I really hope that Andreas is doing exactly the same thing on some German radio station, just telling the story.
Yeah.
Fear and Spansky are at the tap end.
Yeah.
I like that. This is
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that I'm obsessed with tribute artists. Do you know this? Like tribute bands and artists? I do love them.
What, once you get in the local pub?
Yeah, because I love their names. Now, for ages, they've been... like Kylie tributes. There have been loads of Lady Gaga tributes. Mm. I know this because I do quite a lot of student gigs, and generally, at a lot of them now, there is a Lady Gaga tribute act as the kind of warm up. Including recently, I was doing a gig in Scotland, and the Lady Gaga warm up act had come from Luton. I think she was called Maybe Gaga, maybe that's another one. Anyway, she was one of them. And they wouldn't let her carry her disco stick through airport security. She got stopped. She had this, like, glittery kind of cane thing.
What is a disco stick?
It's just like almost like a walking stick with a big knob on the end and loads of glitter.
Oh,
and they would not let her through Gatwick with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always had imagined it to be one of those noodles you get in aqua aerobics.
No.
No?
No, just like a standard disco stick, which you need if you're a Lady Gaga tribute act. But she didn't manage to get that through security, so she had to do the show without her disco stick.
Oh, disappointing.
I'd like to know if there's any Rihanna tribute acts, because I haven't seen any of those. But I have noticed that there is now a new Adele tribute act on the block.
Called?
And I think we should maybe book her for... My birthday's gone now. When's your birthday?
Just been, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yours same, as well. Yeah, just been. When's yours?
August.
It's an excuse to book her, right?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there's been loads of Kylies, loads of Madonnas, loads of Lady Gagas. I've not seen an Adele tribute act yet. Please, can we have a little party and get tribute Adele along? Her name is Someone Like Adele. And I think that's genius.
I don't.
I do. I love
do
their names.
Do they think of the names first and then decide who they're
so.
Going to be?
But, you know, that's a hard call, being an Adele tribute act. Mm. It's a tough act to follow. But I'm going to look her up today. This is what I'm going to do with my Easter Monday. And I'm going to try and book Someone Like Adele for your birthday in August, all right? I've got enough time. Hopefully she won't be booked out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very excited because I have just been confirmed as doing a bit of filming for, guess what TV show?
In It to Win It with Derwinton.
No. When you think me, what do you think of? Think of a TV show subject-wise.
Pram Face.
No.
No, I don't know. I don't.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't think. Eurovision?
No.
You're doing that.
That's happening already, yeah.
Newsnight.
No. When you think me, what do you think?
Orange.
I'll tell you what you think. Sport. I'm going to be doing a little bit of secret filming in the next couple of weeks with a question of sport.
Yeah. But you've
not
told
secret
everyone
anymore.
Now.
That's okay.
Are you going to be that one where no one knows who it is and then, like, you don't see your face but you're doing something in the quiz bit?
I can't say.
But you are, though, because you've just said secret filming.
I can't say.
Obviously you. So we need to just work out what the time is between when they film the episode and when it goes out, say about 6 weeks roughly, and then we'll know when we're sitting at home that you're behind number 10.
Yeah. Like I said, can't give any more details. But that's exciting, isn't it? Mm. Question of sport.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that show, but I don't know why you're on it.
It would be funnier if you were on the panel.
But, I mean, you know nothing about sport.
You don't have to know anything about sport to be on Question of Sport. You don't.
You do, though.
You don't, though.
But you do, though.
You don't. Not if you're doing secret filming.
Oh, not if you're the one where they have to guess who you are.
And now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's play along at home fun. It's Oh, What's Occurring? We're doing this in the mornings every day for the next 2 weeks at...
8.15. Bit late today.
Today it's 8.45 because, yeah, no one's awake at this time. If you are, hello, good morning, this is Radio 1. It's going to be on 8.15 every morning, apart from today. Everything's just a bit late and laid back today, it's all fine. So, we've done this one before, but you can still get 10 Scott Mills points if you get any of the ones that they say in this next stupid streak. Question, who is the heaviest celebrity you reckon you could piggyback with no problem?
I mean, I reckon I could do quite a few. I think for me it's not a weight issue, it's going to be a height issue.
Yeah,
so like most celebs I reckon I could do, like Jennifer Lawrence, 1D, like loads of celebs. But if you get a really tall person, like if you get a really really tall one like Greg, I don't reckon I could do, because it's harder to...
He's skinny, but he is tall, Greg James.
Yeah, so, like, where's he going to go? I'm only, like, 5'7".
Are we talking one person here? I mean, what's the deal with groups?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to do, like, the entire cast of Hunger Games and 1D at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that one person.
I could do a couple of the Saturdays, but...
At once?
Well, I think so.
No, I don't think you could. I think in your head, but actually in real life...
I'd like to think I could.
Which
ones? No, because they wouldn't be able to, like... I can't work out how you're going to position them. So say you've got, like, Vanessa, and yeah. Then what, Molly's... No, you can't do it. You're not going to be able to do it.
Which ones? Marley, Una, Michelle. Which ones? Rochelle, not Michelle.
Probably Molly and Frankie.
Is that your answer, then? Are you saying
no,
that's what they're going to say?
I'm going to go for Anne Widdecombe, which is a bit of a different route.
Right.
But I reckon I could do Anne Widdecombe.
Okay. I'm going to say, now I've been training quite a lot recently, so I'm thinking I could easily manage Adele.
I think someone's going to say James Corden. That's the obvious one to prove your strength.
Okay, so we asked Super Street, who is the heaviest celebrity you could piggyback? Are you saying James Corden is an answer they gave?
Yes.
Okay, if any of these are in there, you get 10 Scott Mills points. Guess along at home. So Chris says Anne Widdecombe.
Widdecombe.
Becky says James Corden.
Yeah.
They're saying that those answers will be somewhere in who is the heaviest celebrity you could piggyback when we ask the people of Stupid Street. Let's find out. 10 Scott Mills points. If any of the people you say are in this next bit.
I like your necklace, that's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
Probably like Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole.
Just because she's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Dappy from Endubs?
Yeah. He is quite petite, isn't he? Yeah, yeah. I could probably, yeah, if you took the hat off. Without Dappy. The stupid hat, yeah.
Who do you think's the heaviest celebrity that you could do a piggyback to while running the 100 metres?
James Corden.
Yeah, yeah.
James Corden, yeah. You could do.
Yeah, I'd like him on my back.
10 points, Becky.
Probably Paris Hilton. I'm not very strong.
Maybe like a child, I guess.
A small child. Maybe
Justin Bieber. You love
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber. I like your cap. That's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you think you could piggyback whilst running 100 metres? Do you think you could manage Noel Edmonds?
100 metres?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you could heavier than that?
Probably, yeah. Who's a bit bigger than Noel Edmonds? Simon Cowell.
Probably Keira Knightley.
Oh, Judy from Richard and Judy. I could do her on my back.
Yeah.
I could.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's impressive. Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
I reckon I can manage Cheryl Cole, but that's probably about it.
What about Ian Beale? Do you think you can manage him?
He's quite tall, isn't he? Okay.
Okay, you can manage
him. Yeah, I could do it.
Well done. Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running in the 100 metres?
Kerry Katona.
What about Peter Andre?
What about him? He's like really skinny. He's lost weight.
Do you reckon you can manage him?
Yeah.
Easy.
I could take him down with my wee finger.
Do you reckon you could do Bob Geldof?
No.
Why was Smooth Talking Dan just plucking random celebrities out of the air and going, what about Ian Beale? Why? Most popular answer, Cheryl Cole. A lot of people think they could piggyback her with no issues. I would go along with that. Chris, funny enough, Anne Widdecombe wasn't in there, but James Corden was. Give
yes!
yourself 10 Scott Mills points. And if you're listening at home, on your way to work, whatever you're doing, maybe you're still in bed. If any of the ones that you said were in there, award yourself 10 big SMPs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Isn't it brilliant when you're in bed of an evening and then one of your mates calls you and you know straight away that they're out and you're trying to sleep? This happened to you recently, Becky, at all?
It did, yes, on Saturday night. And I saw it was Chris and I saw that he was ringing and I thought, do you know what, I'm just going to let it go to voicemail, because once you get started on these things, you can't get out of them.
You can't get off the phone, can you?
And you see, I'd forgotten about this until you mentioned that I'd left a voicemail today.
Mm-hmm. And I know why you did, because obviously it makes sense because of what she rapped last week,
yeah.
Which was Informer by Snow, which you're going to hear again, or maybe for the first time, if you weren't listening last week in the afternoons. Can we hear this voicemail then that Chris left for Becky? So you did wake up and you saw it, but you chose to ignore it.
Yeah.
I would have done the same. You can hear snow in the background. See you on Monday. I love it when people say, I hope I haven't woken you up.
When you blatantly have.
Yeah.
These voicemails always seem like a lot better when you're actually in the club doing them, aren't they?
This message was left at 11:46 p.m. on April 7th.
Oh, I thought it'd be much later than that.
That could have been worse, yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
I was really worried about that.
It got switched off after that.
For me, there's like a time zone. Any time after like 1 a.m, it's like, no, I'm absolutely not answering that phone. No way. Because I won't be able to get you off the phone. Not just you, any mate. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. Are you drunk? Yeah, I am, yeah. Anyway, talk to me. I don't want to talk to you.
I just heard the song and then thought, for some reason, I should call you just to let you know that I'm listening to it.
It must be really awful if you have the same name as, like, a popular song. I can't think of one as an example, but, like, every time one of your mates hears that song, they'll be on the phone to you, just ringing you in the middle of the night, always drunk.
Yeah. Where were you?
I was just in a nightclub in Watford.
Right. Is this the same place they had the swivel chairs?
Yes.
I like this. There's a thing now. Because of the voice, any swivel chair, you can, like, sit in it and pretend to be Tom Jones or Jesse J.
Yeah.
Or even Danny off the script. So what were people doing? There were swivel chairs by the dance floor.
I saw two swivel chairs by the dance floor. And, two people there, two lads. And what they would do is they would just turn around. They thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So did I. And they would just turn around when they liked the song. It was really impressive. People were loving them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't think we need any further introduction. From last week, Becky raps Snow.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
We've discovered on this show that Becky is very good at rapping, so this is one she prepared last week.
Informer, you know, said enemies know me, I'm good blame. A leaky boom boom down, take the man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky boom boom down, informer, you know, said enemies know me, I'm good blame. A leaky boom boom down, take the man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky boom boom down, police said that they come in and they blow down my door. Breaking the bar through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination, where the destination reaching out of east attention, where they looked down my pants, looked up my bottom. Informer, you know, said enemies know me, I'm good blame. A leaky bum bum down, take to man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down, informer, you know, said enemies know me, I'm good blame. A leaky bum bum down, take to man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down, so big and more, they think they have more power. They're on the phone, me say that 1 hour, me the phone to use it once and now me call me lover. Lover who me calling is the one time, me and me lover in me heart down to my belly. Yes, the enemy snow me, I feel cool and deadly as the one at MC Shan and the one Daddy Snow. Together we are love him is a tornado. Informer, you know, said enemy snow me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky bum bum down, take to man, they say, said enemy snow me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down, informer, you know, said enemy snow me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky bum bum down, take to man, they say, said enemy snow me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Rimming around with a microphone with a rock on steady. Yes, said enemy snow me, are the article done? But in the inner out of the dance, and they say, where you come from? People then say, I come from Jamaica, but we're born and raised in Inigato, and I want you to know. Pure black people, man, that's all a man know. Yeah, my shoes are them tear up, and me toes used to show. Where me are born, and I want Toronto, so informer. You know, said enemies know me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky bum bum down, take the man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down, informer. You know, said enemies know me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky bum bum down, take the man, they say, said enemies know me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky bum bum down. Come with a nice young lady, intelligent, yeah, she's gentle and airy. Everywhere I go, I never left her at Arley. They said enemies know me, are the Rome dance manner, roaming to the dance arena in the nation. You never know, said enemy snowy at the boom shakatam. You never lay you down flat in one cardboard box. Yes, said enemy snow, I'm gonna reach in at the top. So informer, you know, said enemy snow me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky boom boom down, take the man, they say, said enemy snow me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky boom boom down, informer, you know, said enemy snow me, I'm gonna blame. A leaky boom boom down, take the man, they say, said enemy snow me, stab someone down the lane. A leaky boom boom down.
Finest moment so far from Somerset's Rap Queen, that is Becky Raps. Jimmy says, loving hearing it again. Dan Gold says, you're brilliant, Becky, you lesbian seagull. Michelle says, just heard Becky Snow rap for the first time, it's brilliant. That was incredible. I especially love the switch between the accents. Jamaican into Somerset. Yeah. And Amy says, traditionally Easter celebration with Snow Informer. And Tommy says, go Becky, you rock. We've got some more coming this week. Any suggestions for Becky Raps? We need to up it a level from that. I don't know how we do that, but we do need to. So suggestions, please. What should she rap next? You'll hear them all this week when we do the Chris Moyles Show. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, there are people fishing today. Alex has been on, and he's thinking about getting his rod out for a couple of hours, but he's just, like, really hungover. I like the idea of going fishing. Quite relaxing, actually, Chris. Not such a bad shout. Miles Kane and First of My Kind on BBC Radio 1. This lounge music would suggest it's time for the posh Radio 4 lady to be on with the stuff you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. It's an open forum. Send me an email. We're doing this every morning this week, so we need a plenty. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send an email with anything you want to write. We'll answer it. We'll try and help you out. Or something funny that's happened you want to share. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris and PR4L. Just writing to tell yous that after hearing Dear Scott the other day, I decided to sign you up to Rihanna's newsletter as well.
God.
Hope you like it. Mwah ha 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 ha. Winking smiley. Love, Gemma X.
Thank you, Gemma. My inbox is now mostly newsletters from various random celebrities. And that's because we mentioned it last week. I've been signed up to... Well, I've got Rihanna, loads of Rihanna. I'm also on the Will Young mailing list. Shakira's been on. I know exactly what she's up to at the moment. And also some people from the 80s, including Belinda Carlisle. I've got all of their newsletters, and thank you to you lot for signing me up for those. No more, please.
Hey, Scott. I'm currently sitting in a cafe all the way in Australia. I ordered a coffee, and as usual, they asked for my name.
Yep. Been happening in Australia and America for a while, but they're only starting to do it here now.
When my latte was ready, they called out Chris, which is odd, seeing as I'd told them my name was Kit.
Right.
Made me think of you guys. Keep up the awesome podcast work. It reminds me of home. Love you, bye. Kit. Originally off of Southport, now on my travels on the Gold Coast.
Hi, hello to all our fans in Australia. Do you want a pavlova?
Why would I want a pavlova?
Because I was reading somewhere last week that they're very keen on pavlova in Australia.
I prefer a croissant.
I think it's all about the pavlova after a barbecue.
They don't do croissants in Australia, do they?
Yeah, they've gone right up to date now. They've gone, like, they've got French cuisine.
How do you say that in Australian?
Croissant. This was from when we were doing our coffee shop names last week. Chris went into the local one and told him the name, in the hope that they'd write it on the cup and shout his name out.
Hello. Hello, mate, you all right? Can I get, please, is it latte?
Sure.
Yeah. To take away, please.
Take away. Anything else with that?
No, thank you. Just that, please.
Can I have your good name, please?
My name is...
You can see where this is going.
My name is... Chicka Chicka. Slim Shady.
My name is
Slim Shady.
Chicka Chicka Slim Shady.
This goes
wrong.
C-H-I-C-A. C-H-I-C-A, right?
C-H-I-C-A twice, yeah. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. There you are, mate.
Cheers.
But did it work?
Chicka Chicka. Is your latte? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Listen to your little giggle when you had it achieved. Chicka Chicka?
Chicka Chicka.
Good work. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chris, Becky and the rest of the team. What has happened between Chris and the lady who does the voice for the supermarket checkouts? You've gone all quiet about it.
Oh, this was when we were talking about voices that you really fancied. And Chris was quite keen on the lady that speaks on the self-checkout.
Is that who his current girlfriend is?
Is it?
No, I couldn't find the checkout lady.
It's a problem in your bagging area. It's no. Not her, no?
No.
Right.
Thanks, and good luck with the 1-4 slot. Now I'll be able to listen to the whole show when coming home from school. Jack Clare, 16, from Daventry.
Cheers, Jack. No, Chris's girlfriend is not the self-checkout lady. I really want to know who that voice belongs to, though, because she's got one of the most famous voices in Britain. But no one knows who she is. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. Just listening to Radio 1 while revising for my A-levels. And I heard on Newsbeat how everyone is saying how easy A-levels are getting. So I started to wonder whether any of you would be able to answer one of my biology questions that I'm currently doing as part of my revision.
Anyone good on biology? Let's have a listen.
So here goes. Question 1, Part A. Explain why making cheese can be described as a biotechnological process.
Go.
I've got no idea.
Well, you like cheese.
Yeah, I know, but I like eating it. I don't like being all biotechnical about it.
That's from a real A2 biology paper. What a silly question. My answer was that I didn't care, as long as the cheese tasted good.
Yes, I think you should get a point for that. I think you'll get a point for that.
But that wasn't in the mark scheme.
Oh.
Oh well, maybe I can become a radio presenter. Much love, Joe in Cambridge.
Yeah, it's amazing being a radio presenter. No need for biology, arithmetic, anything else you might have needed at school at all.
You do need maths to add up all the Scott Mills points.
Apart from that, and that's quite simple, like below GCSE level mathematics, really.
Mm.
Anything else you want to say? We're doing Dear Scott every day this week, and as you can hear, pretty much anything you write in does get on. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do it today.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.